This sale is only for one copy of this shear. Reproduction in any type or form is strictly prohibited.
First, like in Chacham, on the base. Six shears up from the bottom. Beis hilal eimayim shtei shears kitzenis elyon. Beis shears are the two outside rows, which are upper rows. Now, two permission. Omarav el yoino, as you walk in the wall facing you, you're bedek the top row, all across the room facing the doorway. Yishalamatem, and the row underneath it. Let's say there are four rows. So you're bedek the first row, top row facing the doorway, and the row underneath it, that's all. Behind, you're not bedek anything. Ushmuel Amar El Yebedek, the top row alone, not the row underneath the top. The Shalithim and the row behind it on top. So Shmuel holds, Beishama is saying, Beishila is saying, as you walk in, so Yebedek, the top row of cakes facing the doorway, and the row behind it. Say that. My time is up. What's the obvious reason that he says that the two outside walls, the two top outside rows of the wall facing the door, like he implies it's the word chitzenius. It says two chitzenius, the outside ones. So not the one behind the front row. No, the front row on top and underneath the front row, not behind. So the both of them should be chitzenis, both should be facing the doorway. Chitzenis means the outer rows. So both should be facing the doorway. The top row facing the doorway, and underneath of the row facing the doorway, but behind nothing. But we learn El Yonis. So how can you say the top row plus the row underneath it? It said the El Yonis, uppermost row. You say the top one and the one underneath it. One underneath is not the uppermost row. And to the Gemara, limuti, to exclude tatoi de tatoyosa, those who are beneath, it means beneath the second row, there's a third row and a fourth row. So the second row is also called uppermost in relation to the bottom ones. So therefore, I've learned like this. The two outside rows, kitsenius, they mean the top one facing the doorway and the one underneath it facing the doorway. Why is it called El Yonis, the second one underneath? It's not the uppermost. It's El Yonis because it's higher than the two bottom rows. Say that. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, what does Beis Hillel mean? El Yono, the uppermost row facing the doorway, and nothing underneath it. Because it says El Yonis at the top row. Yishalifnim emena, and the one that's behind it. So the two uppermost rows, meaning the one facing the doorway on top of the wall of rows, and one behind it. My time, why did you say that? Daiki in first, El Yonis. El Yonis means they both have to be uppermost. So you don't say it's the one underneath the top row. No, both are top rows. The top row facing the doorway, and the top row behind it. Say that. How can you say the two top rows, one on top, facing the door, and one behind it? The one behind it not facing the door, but the Mishnah says, chitzenektani, that they're outer rows. The one behind the top row facing the door is not facing the door anymore. The one behind the top row is hidden by the top row, not facing the door. So how can you call it chitzenis, outside rows? So it looks like the other shot is better, the one on top and one underneath it, because both are facing the outside door. And for anyone, no. The one behind it is also called outside, compared to the ones that are behind that one. There are one row and two rows. There are two outside rows on top. Behind it is three, four, five, or six inner rows. for the back of the room. Limuti, to exclude gavayos and gavayos, those are more inside. So therefore, he said the two outside rows, I mean on top, the two outside rows on top, why are they called both outside? Because they're more outside than the third and fourth rows, say that. Rabbi Chiya, Tony, Rabbi Chiya learned about Ha'isei Kavosid like Rav, which means the Beis Hillel holds the two top rows facing the doorway. The Kulu Tana, all the other learners, not Tana, those who learn Ha'isei, Tony Kavosid Ishmael, which means the top one facing the doorway and the one behind it. Hillel says Kavosid Ishmael. But since you're passing like Beis Hillel, so if you have a basement full of wine kegs, which are used sometimes during the Seder, you have to be Beidik, the very top row facing the doorway, and the one behind it. Say that. The Mishnah. Ein choshashim, we're not worried. Shemoger, chulden, rabayis, rabayis. We're not worried, maybe a weasel dragged chometz from one room to another, from one place to another place. It means this. For a Beidik chometz in this room, now you're forsaking this room to go to be Beidik another room. But it could be while you're Beidik the second room, maybe a weasel will drag out a piece of chometz from some place and leave it in the first room. But you think you're already finished with it. So maybe you have to keep a shemel, appoint a sentinel in the first room to watch it until you finish being Beidik, all the rooms of the house. He says, don't worry about that. Once you're Beidik, then you're finished. Yim came, but if so, if you're going to worry about that, then even after you finish the Beidikas Chometz, you have a sentinel watching every room until you finish the whole business. Then everybody is finished sitting at the supper. While he's sitting at the supper, maybe a weasel will bring in from a different place where they weren't finished with the bliki yet, they still have chametz. They'll bring in chametz from some other house into your house that you already rebated. You have to keep a watchman there all night in each of the rooms. Then came mechotzer lechotzer, from one chotzer to another also. Let's say everybody in the chotzer rebated chametz at the same moment. Everybody's finished, now you can retire in peace. No, maybe a weasel came from a different chotzer carrying a piece of bread and left it in one of the rooms that one of the houses that you already finished being bathed. And also, Me'ilia, one town to another. They said, the whole town, all they was bathed comets. And now they're retiring, and they think it's all over. Maybe a weasel brought from another town that was not bathed comets yet, and they left a piece of comets in one of the rooms. And the double sub. So therefore we say that once you're bathed a room, you're finished with it, and you don't have to worry, say that.
Don't record
the part. Why? Because at the end of the paragraph, six blot of some of the most difficult Gemara Halach of Shas. This is nothing. This is a Haggadah that we're doing here. The famous Sugya, Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKeyan, and it's a question whether we'll learn it here. It could be we'll learn it in some other time, when only the hardened veterans will come. Question. Time, what's the reason that you're not worried? The lo chazin edeshokol. We didn't see that a weasel, a chulde, took a piece of chametz. Ho chazin edeshokol. Suppose we saw a chulde walking into a room with a piece of chametz, and then we started looking for it. So we have to be beidei chametz again. We have to be beidei chametz. So it seems, you're not worried, maybe a weasel came here with chametz. But suppose we saw that weasel did come with chametz, then you have to be Beidik all over again, because maybe the weasel dropped the chametz in one of the corners. The chayshinim, we're afraid, uboy Beidik, you have to be Beidik. The question, why should you have to be Beidik? Name it, let's say, ochalte, let's say that the weasel ate up the chametz. Why shouldn't you say that? I mean, it's a possibility that the weasel ate the chametz, and they're going to bring you a proof that you can rely on such possibilities. Milot nandin milon ha-mishneh, the mesichta of the mishneh neholos. The din is like this. Midurei oivdei kechovim tmeyem. any dwellings where Gentiles dwelt are Tomei. Because Tomei Tumas Mes, a Kohen cannot enter there. Anybody goes in, there's Tomei Tumas Mes. Why? Because we're afraid that the Goy buried in the floor or in the basement of his house a dead body, a Nephil, some offspring. Sometimes they didn't want the offspring or their mapple, so the Goy's buried it. In America also, the black people used to bury in the alleys, used to bury dead bodies in alleys. So the Goyim used to bury in their homes, in the bottom of the floor, a Nephil, make a hole in the floor, basement floor, it's dirt, and bury a Nephil there, a premature birth. And that's a mess, it's Matame burial. So the houses where Goyim live, a Kohen can't enter, and anybody did enter, is Tomei Tumas Mes. V'kamo yishev imoda v'yamoda tzodik. How long should the Goy dwell there, that the dwelling needs bedikim before the Jew can move in and be sure that it's toher? Al boim yom. If the Goy lived 40 days, it's already in a question, maybe there's a mess there. 40 days, maybe he moved in, and then his wife or his paramour he brought in there was pregnant. After 40 days, it's considered a pregnancy. Before 40 days, it's not considered anything. But the pregnancy is 40 days old, it's considered a vlad, and it's a mess. So once he's there 40 days, it needs bedike before you can consider a place toher. Even though he has no wife, still, he has plenty of women, and he brings them in, and they become pregnant, and then they have a miscarriage, let's say, or not. And they bury their blood in the floor. So therefore, once he's there 40 days, we're afraid, and the place is Tomei. Now, he adds, any place where weasels or swine can go, let's say he allows swine to enter his house. That's what used to be many times. The farmers are going to let swine enter their homes, so they raised swine, they had weasels. So a weasel or a swine go, ain't sort of a dig, because a weasel or a swine, if they would smell a buried nettle, they would dig it up and eat it up. So therefore, where a weasel or a swine go, we don't have to be afraid any mess is there. We can rely that the place is kosher. So what do you see here? That even though we are afraid there was a mess there, we say, since weasels or swine go there, they will eat up the whatever it is there. So one says here also, if a weasel came in with hummus in his mouth, why should you be afraid to drop the hummus? Let's say the weasel ate up the hummus. That's a kasha. Say that. Omer Ebezeh, Eloi kasha. No kasha. Paul Bebos, there's talking about meat. Meat of a nephil, a premature baby, is soft, and for a chazer or a chulde, it's appetizing, so therefore it surely won't leave anything over. If it's available, if he smells it out, he won't leave anything over. So you can rely on that. Oh, Bela, here's talking about bread. Bread is only a second choice for them. And therefore, they're afraid they left over the bread. The bosa lo meshar, meat, they don't leave over. Bela, meshar, bread, they do leave over. That's why we're afraid. If we saw a hulda coming with bread, we're afraid it left it there. Or ate only part of it. Now, Omar, so is Haimai. What kind of answer is that? Bishlam over there, Hossam over there, in the case of the houses of the Goyim, Eimer, I can say there was a Nephil. Eimer, I can say there was no Nephil. We don't know there was a Nephil. It's only a Chshash. Maybe there was a Nephil. In Tirutzel, Eimer, and even if you say there was a Nephil, Eimer, I can say, Ochaltet, that the Chulda ate it up. So therefore, since we started out not with a vadai, that it surely was an Nephil, it's only a sophic, there was a mess there. So for the sophic, it's enough to remove that sophic, the svoe, that a chul and a chazer would eat it up. Again, since we didn't start out with a vadai, there was an Nephil for certain, so maybe there was an Nephil. On a maybe, it's good enough to rely on the svoe, that a chul and a chazer would have eaten it up. I will look here, the vadai chazer is wrong. Here we see for sure, it's a case where we see a chulda coming with bread in his mouth. It's not a possibility. It's a fact he had bread in his mouth. Who said that ate it up? He wouldn't rely on such a svara. It's a sofik and a vadai. Now the subject is whether the Hulda ended up with Vadai. We know for sure there was bread there to start with. But in Sophic Mesi Bide Vadai. Now that's Ovid says. So Ovid says, in the case over there, that's why we rely on Chazer V'chulde, because we don't know for sure there was a Nefel. Since only a Sophic to start with, we can rely on this Svara, that maybe the Hulda ended up. But here, when we know for sure that there was bread there, that's why we can't rely on this Svara that Hulda ended up. So Ovid doesn't say the Terah, the difference between bread and meat. Oh, it says a different reason. Because here it's Vada. Here, since it's Vada, so we can't rely on this well. Maybe the whole day of the bread, say that. The fourth Tesvis. The fourth Tesvis. Yimtim Shalema Hava. Tesvis. Yimtim Shalema Hava. And if you say, there was a Nefel, Emor Achalte. I can say that the whole day ate it up. But Tesvis in Tema, how can you say that? Romeduris Ede Gechavim, which you say, you're with him. It's a private place. And the Sophic to Mishus HaYochid is always Tome. How can you rely on the Svara to be Mitaya? But now we learned from the Sifte Taharis, Kol Mokim Shato Yochol HaHal B'Sfekes. Even though it's Sfekes or Sfekes. The Sfekes is Sfekes. Mishus HaYochid is Tome. The Sophic to Mishus HaYochid is Sfekes Tome. That's the Kasha. So how can you rely on that? Say, maybe if there was a Nefel, maybe the Chulda ate it up. Or maybe you can be Metaya, a Sophic to Mishus HaYochid, it's in the Kasha. The first Teretz. The Lo Dome Ach Sveka, the Shah Sveka. This Sophic is not like other Svekas. The Amai Yislon Lameima Shehei Ben Nefel. Why should we say there was a Nefel? We never saw a Nefel in this place. We just think maybe there was a Nefel. The Dome, and we can compare it, the Sophic be a Sophic, if you came into the Mishus HaYochid, it means this. When a man knows he went into a Shus HaYochid, only it's a Sophic, if he touched a tumor or didn't touch the tumor. So once we know he was in a Shus HaYochid, Sophic to me, Shus HaYochid, Sveka Tome. But suppose a Sophic, if he came into a Shus HaYochid, that's not called Sophic to me, Shus HaYochid. That's a different Sophic, like all Svekas. That's a Chiddush of Tesis, but it's actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Sophic, if he entered a Shus HaYochid or not, then it's a different story. That's not called Sophic to Mishus HaYochid. Say that inside. Iname or another Teretz. Ema, the possibility that we could say Achalta, she ate it up, Odit is a better possibility Mishal Sfekis. Why that? The Sophic HaRogahu. It's a thing that's quite frequent that animals eat up what they're holding in their mouths. We call it about it almost certain. Now Tesis is telling us where you have a rave is different. Sophic tumi. You should say yochid, it's only if it's a sophic 50-50. So you say it's tumi. But suppose you have a rave. Here there's a rave. In most cases the animal eats it up. There it's not called a sophic tumi, it's toya. Okay, that you can know da afilu mi de vadai. The Gemara wants to say that even if it's a Vadai, this Sophic, or maybe the animal ate it up. Later the Gemara told the story of a Vadai. The Gemara thought it was a Vadai there, and it says we're relying, why don't we rely on the fact that the Hulda ate it up? The Gemara later we see that. So how can you say such a thing? Vadai, surely. You can't rely that the animal ate it up. If it was a Vadai, a Nefel. So we see that because it's almost certain that the animal ate it up. So even though there was a Nefel for sure, like we see later, I think you might have learned it yet tonight, even though they're sure there was a Nefel, still they want to rely on the Svara that the animal ate it up. So therefore, let's take the second Teretz, that since it's like a Roiv, by a Roiv, the Taharo, even if you say Yochid, Sveka Toya. Say that? In the Mishnah we learned, after Bedikas Chometz, we don't have to worry, maybe a weasel or a rat drags some chometz from some other place to your house. Once you're a bodek, so it remains on the chazok that it's bodek. I might think you have to put a shemel there, watch. No, not to watch. Once your bodek is finished. So the Gemara says, it's because we don't have to be afraid. But suppose we saw that a weasel or a rat dragged chametz into the house here after we were baited. Then it seems we have to be baited all over again to find that chametz. Again, Mishnah says we're not afraid that a chulde dragged chametz from someplace else into this house after the bedikah. But it seems, suppose we saw actually that a chulde did bring chametz into this house, so you have to be baited to look for it. So the question is, why should you have to be Vedic? Let's say, probably the chulde or the rat ate up the chametz and didn't leave anything. So the Gemara answer as follows. It's true, we say such a thing. It could be that the rat or the chulde ate it up. That's only when we didn't know for sure there was chametz. But when we know for sure there was chametz, we saw a rat bring in chametz, so we know for certain there was chametz, it's a vadai. So the sofik, maybe the rat ate it up, ain't sofik meitzi midei vadai. Again, where? It's a question of a house of a goy. And you say you cannot bring a goy into your house to live there, because you might bury a dead nephil in the house. Still, if it's a place where a chazer, it goes, we say you don't have to worry, because even if there was a dead nephil buried, the chazer would smell him out and eat it up. So we see, we rely on this father, even if there was something, most likely the animal ate it up. So you might say that's only because it's a sophic if there was a dead nephil there. So it's only a sophic, so the possibility that a chazer ate it up is a sophic meitzi midei sophic. But when we know for sure, we saw how the rat brought in chametz here, it's a vadai, then to rely on the sofik, maybe the rat ate it up, we don't say that ain't sofik meitzi midei vadai. Now talk that over. We're 16 lines up from the bottom, the last two words. Ain't sofik meitzi midei vadai. You're telling me that's a principle? I have a kasha. The whole time you learn the baraisa. Chobel shemes. Chobel means a Jew is trusted and learned. He learned it and is trusted that he does right things. If he died. He left over a barn full of produce. So the question is, did he separate Tumas and Maizvahs or not? He didn't say anything and he died. So he says, even they were brought in the day before he died. So he didn't have very much time. Still we say, it's in the Hazoke that he did what was necessary. It was Mesak and he separated all the mices. Now that's a Hazoke. It's like going on a certain assumption that the Chover does what's right. Now, okay here, the Vadai Tvile, Hani Pera. These pears certainly were terrible. The pears were processed, that's called mehuach, and they were brought into the house, so they became chayev and maisah min atoyer, so surely chayev and maisah. No sophic about that. It's a badai. But it's a sophic musar and a sophic lobusar. It's a question whether the chava before he died separated maisah or not. And still we say, because it's sophic amazes me the badai, and the sophic comes. The Soviet, possibly he separated a mitzvah from the Vadai, we say it was Vadai Tevel. So here there's a Vadai to start with, the Vadai Tevel. It's only a Sofik if you separate it. But Gemara thinks that all these assumptions, Chazoki, that a rat eats up things and leave over, that a Chazer will smell out the dead nephil, eat it up, oh, it's Chazoki, it's material Sofik, Gemara thinks. So there was a Sofik. Even though a Chava is a trusted person, a Chava, so it's a Sofi. Who knows if he did it or not? So we say that Sofi is good enough. Let's see, Deva. That's a Kashuk. Say that. Enter the Gemara. Hosam there, Vadai Yavadahu. It's true, it's a Vadai that was Tevil, that it needed to be separated, Maisa, but it's also a Vadai that he did separate, Maisa. is not just an assumption. The Vadai me asri achove certainly separated Maisa. Kid Rabbi Hanina Chuzoe. Like Rabbi Hanina from Mechuzah said, no, Rabbi Hanina Chuzoe. Chazok, it's an established assumption, not just a possibility. It's an established assumption. Al Chove. He won't leave out of his hand, means he passed out of this world and leave over something that's not in order, where somebody could be nichshel. An animal, although its nature is to eat and not leave over, sometimes, as it's bringing in some food, it sees another animal, starts chasing after it and it drops the food for a while. It tends to come back. A chavat doesn't postpone. A chavat does his duty, because he's afraid somebody might be nichshel and eating what was not mesukim. So therefore it's vadai, that's the first tarot. Now you have to know, when you say chazoke, any kind of chazoke, it's called a roiv, or we call it chazoke. It means roiv, people or chaverim do that way. So therefore, a roiv is good enough, because a roiv is like a vadai. A roiv is not a suffix, say that. The boy is aim. If you wish, you can say another tarot. It means as follows. You can say, it's not a vada, it's a suffix. Why is it a suffix? Because the chazoke on a chover that doesn't let the dollar shein mesukin out of his hand is a chazoke because of a roiv. However, there's a miyut. Sometimes things can happen where he didn't have a chance to do it. So it's a miyut. And there's a cheskas iso, because at first we know it's surely vadai tevel. So yismorich miyuta lechazok, and it's palgir palgir. It's like half and half. You can do it that way if you want. That's how some hold. Even though there's a chazokit, but if there's a cheskas iso, so the chazokit that the chaver always does what's right, after it's only a roiv. But there's a miyut, or for some reason couldn't do what was right. So take that miyut and add it to the cheskas isa. So the cheskas isa with the miyut against the roiv chaver who do what's right is palge or palge. So if it looks for another tarot, he boys, and you can say it's sofek v'sofek. The whole thing started out of the sofek. It wasn't a vadai tevel. Who told you it was vadai tevel? The fact that you see it's processed and it's in the house, that doesn't mean it's vadai tevel. Let me explain something before we start the next piece. And in order to make something tevel v'raisa, has to have two qualifications. One has to be processed. It's called meruah. Secondly, it has to be roya penei habayis. It has to come in through the official doorway. If it came in through a skylight or through another unofficial door like a window, then it's lacking the second qualification. It's called rias penei habayis. It has to see the front of the house. That's the midaraisa. So if you bring it in, even after it's meruah, bring into the house, is still not midaraisa. Now, in this case, who knows how it was brought into the house? Who tells you it's vadai tevel? Dilma, maybe me, kodra from the beginning, Amor, I could say, the lo tefillah would never tevel. Kid Rabbi Yishaya, Dilma Rabbi Yishaya, ma'arim odem al tevos. A man can make a trick with his two if he wants. U'machaniso b'meitsha, brings it in, together with this chaff. It means it's not processed yet to separate the chaff from the grain. So it's not finished. It brings in the house unfinished. So even though he brought it through the front door, let me explain something. If you brought it in even finished, you brought it in through a skylight or through a window, you're lacking rias me'abayas. But even if you bring it in through the front door, but you bring it in when it's unfinished, and you process it inside the house, it's also not midaraisa, chayav. You have to have both things. It has to be memurah, has to be finished beforehand, and then brought in through the front door. But suppose, in this case, he brought it in was unfinished, even though he brought it through the front door, it's not chayav and maisa midaraisa. So a man can do that if he wants. He brings in his grain with its motes, with his chaff. Chaff is not separated from the grain. And that's not finished, great. And he might bring it through the front door. And he says, I'm doing it kidei shetei behem to echeles. And all my behemoth should eat. Now, only a behemoth will eat unprocessed grain, not human beings. Upturim in a mice, it's pater for mice, because when a behemoth eats, it's called achilas aret. Let me explain now. Even though midaraisa, it's pater for mice, to bring it in the door, unprocessed, but it's also midarabon, either achilas aret, achilas kva. Even achilas kva, a real eating, is also midarabon. But achilas aret is muta. So therefore, if you bring in your grain unprocessed, even through the front door, it's not chayel ma'isa midaraisa, it's only midarabonan, it's also id achilas kva, a real eating. But a casual eating, like a behemoth eats, is mutar. So maybe he brought in the grain lechatchila to the house with its chaff together unprocessed for his behemoth to eat. It never was chayel. It's a suffix. Maybe he did that way. So therefore, the suffix of a chaver, that most likely he separated maizlis from it, comes and is moitzi from the original suffix. Now even though right now we see the grain is processed, that doesn't mean anything. Simply it was brought in unprocessed, even though you process it subsequently, it makes no difference. It's not chayim midaraisa. So therefore, maybe the chaver brought in the chatchila with his moitz, unprocessed. It's not chayim midaraisa. So therefore it's a safek, if it happened that way. So therefore the chazuk on chaver, that he most likely separated, it's a safek, makes me this safek. Say that. Tesis kidei. Now there are two tesis in kidei, the first one. The two tesis begin with the word kidei. The first tesis, kidei. Kidei shetei behem or chelis. When it comes to eating kva, for people to eat, it's certainly tevel midarabono. Afilo yichnisa b'meishol, even they brought it in with a mouse. So therefore, it's the same question, sofik meishol midarabono. If you consider the Hazak al Achava is only a sote, it's meisim midevadei tevel derabon, and when people want to eat it, achilas kva, talk about the kasha.
Okay, so kedeshetei
behemoi achilas. The Gemara says, kedeshetei behemoi achilas. Mashmi abahu atzmi also. But people cannot eat it. But when people eat, they eat achilas kva. So you see, it's a vadai isa derabona. So it's the same question again then. How can a sofik on the chaver be made to me the vade tevel? Or by tosefta, time you learn in tosefta or maisla. In case you don't have a tosefta handy, you can look in Berakama the basic. He tells you the thesis. The first paragraph is the basic. You find it. Hichmeis lebayis. He brought to the house ears of grain. It means unfinished, unprocessed. Laas is mehen is. He wanted to make dough out of it. Or if a man, he can eat arayt, upata, but he can't eat kva. But here we see in our Gemara that you can rely completely on the chaver who had passed away, that he had separated before he died, and eat it, he was kva. Because he saw the gemetzim in the vade the rabbana, the choshib lehu, the cheskas misukonim, and consider the cheskas misukonim, and therefore you can eat it. So question is, how can the salik be made with the body tevel that I'm on? Say that. Now begins a new sentence. So in order not to confuse yourself, you can make a line after the word misukonim. A new sentence here. So Gabi, you might say, for Isa the Rabban, we're not worried about that. We're more lenient. He says, no, Gabi Chomets. Amai lo osis sothek amesim midaivadai bedik, which only the Rabban. Bedik is also only the Rabban. The midaraisa you don't need bedikah, but bittul be'homets ogis. Not to say bittul chomets. Bedikas chomets, after you make bittul, in addition to bittul, is only a chiv de rabbanan, and still we say sothek is meitzi midei, you're not meitzi midei vada. Let's say sothek, if the chul that ate the chomets, which is brought in, not meitzi midei vada, you have to be bedik. The chul brought in chametz. On the Sufik, if you ate up the hummus and that, you say nothing doing. Once you brought in hummus, it's a real Sufik, and you have to be Vedic. Why don't you say here, that since it's the Rabbanah, you're not worried, just like there, the Tevel is also made the Rabbanah, even though he brought it in that manner. And so Sufik is the Chavah Mezakim. And you say, Sufik, it made some of the body of the Rabbanah. So why by hummus don't you say the same thing? Say that. Now Tesha says two Tevelsim, but before we start Tesha's Tevelsim, you have to understand there's a question among the Poskim. He says, Sufik the Rabbanah Lekula. So the question is, what is a Cheskas Isa? Cheskas Isa the Rabbanan. But the Sufik arose, would you say Sufik the Rabbanah Lekula too? Or do you say no? Where there's a Chazoke that resolves it, it's no longer a Sufik Rabbanan. It's a Machlekes Poskim. Again. Sofik Gabon Lekulik, you say that only when there's no Cheskas Isa, yes, Sofik. But when there's Cheskas Isa, even though it's Isa the Rabbon, don't say the Sofik Lekulik. Or no, maybe Sofik Gabon Lekulik in every case, even the Cheskas Isa. And these two Tzavutsim are Mechulik and these two Svaras. First test, yes, like, there's answers. First test is, Enoch and Nami, if Adikas Chomets would be the Rabbonon, then we would say Sufik Rabbanah Lekula, and the whole sugya doesn't deal with that. Our sugya deals only Sufik D'Araisa. That's when we say Ein Sufik Meitzim Yidevada. But as Sufik D'Rabbanah, Sufik Meitzim Yidevada. What's the Gemara saying here by Chabdikas Chomets? If you saw a weasel bring in Chomets, and the Sufik, if it ate it up, you'd be mechuyev to be Vedic, Ein Sufik Meitzim Yidevada. Here's a case where it was not mevatel the Chomets. You want to about Muhammad and Dik is there, I say. Inside. Everybody. In Asnisan, our mission is talking with Shalom Bitla. Did not make Bitla. The Havavade der Reise. So Bavade der Reise, we insist that he thought he made some Bitla about it. But it had been after when he made Bitla, so then the Dik is Hobbes on the Rabbana, so then we don't care. Then we do say something is made some Bitla about it. That's the first time I say that. Now the second Taz holds that whether the Cheskas Isa, even the Rabbanon, ain't Sufik Meitzim Yidevada. So why you rely on the Chazok of the Chover? Because you say maybe he brought it in the Tevel, in the Moitz, so it's only Isa the Rabbanon? So it's Isa the Rabbanon? Vada Isa the Rabbanon? The Taz answers, the Hodi Koma. In that kind of produce, the lochozi elevate, it's only fit for a behemoth. So a behemoth, whatever it eats, is always arai. So therefore, there's no question. For achilas, odom, it's true, it's only with the rabbana for odom to eat, if it's brought in unprocessed. Still, it's a vade the rabbana. And there it wouldn't say, chazok al chover, because the sartik not mesim with the vade the rabbana. If there's a Cheskas Isa the Rabbon, nothing will help. But he is talking about a case where a behemoth is going to eat it. Oh, question, how can a behemoth eat it? If it's processed grain, even a behemoth can't eat it. You have to separate Misa. You can't feed the behemoth from processed grain unless you separate Misa. So say maybe it was not processed. And that wasn't processed when he brought it in. So only it's also to eat for a person to eat. And the Rabbon is for a person also to eat. But the behemoth is always a Achilles Kva. So there's only no Israel at all for behemoth to eat. And therefore, since it's only a question, is it Misukon? And it's Isa, and there's no Isa at all for behemoth to eat? Or it's not Misukon, and it's also to give you a behemoth, but not Misukon? So it's a Sothek. So Sothek makes him eat a Sothek. So once more. According to the second Tariq, since he brought in the grain, we say maybe he brought in the grain, but not processed. So inside the house, it's now also to eat achilas kva, as for people, mid rabbana. For behemoth, it's mutter to eat achilas kva without any isha at all. Of course, there's still a question. Maybe it's not, it didn't separate mice. Maybe he brought in real grain, processed grain. That's a sotek. But still, maybe he didn't bring in processed, maybe he brought in unprocessed grain. So the sotek on the chava is made to that sotek. And you say it's a val isha rabbana? No. Svali is Rabbanah for people to eat, but no Yisrael Rabbanah for behemoths to eat, and therefore you can rely on this Sufik of the Chavah, that most likely is separated from Isaac. But the whole thing is only a suffix. What's a suffix? Did it bring in processed grain or unprocessed grain? So it could be brought in unprocessed grain. Processed grain is a suffix. So the suffix of the chaver is meitzei from a suffix made with processed grain. If it's unprocessed grain, nothing to talk about for a behemoth. It's mutter to eat. Say that. Once more. This the sugi agrees that suffix meitzei made a suffix. So therefore, there's only one possibility that bothered us. Maybe he brought it in process through the front door. It's a suffix. So the suffix of a chaver that he doesn't pass away without doing things right is made to be that suffix. Only possibility remains it's a badai tevel, the rabbonin, for people to eat. No, it's talking about such grain that people don't eat, only animals eat. For animals, there's no suffix at all. It's badai mutter if he brought it in that way. Again, of course, the possibility brought it in when it was processed already. That's only a suffix, however. From that suffix, the suffix of chaver counteracts that suffix. Suffix is really a suffix. Well, the question arises, still, even if brought it in that way, unprocessed, it's vade also for people to eat mid rabbonon. So it's a grain that people don't eat. It's talking about a grain that only animals eat. Want to talk about it once more, and they're going by time. In the Gemara, three shuras up from the bottom. In the Gemara, back here. Three shuras up from the bottom. Pray the Gemara. Ein sofek meitzi midei vadai. You said above, if you saw the weasel bring in chometz, then you cannot rely on the possibility that the weasel ate it up. You have to debate the chometz again. Because it was a vadai, the chometz was in the house already. And the suffix that the weasel added up, and not makes me the Vadai. A tiny little end of Baraisa. Omer Rabbi Yud, Maizet happened, the Shivchose shall make sick Erad Rima. The Shivchot of a certain a tyrant in Rima. Mesik means a gangster, a tyrant in Rima. He had a Shivchot. Shehitila Nephil Abel. She dropped a Nephil that she was carrying and when she was pregnant. So she dropped the nephil, the stillborn child, premature child, into a boy. A dead nephil and a boy. And a kain, an amoretz kain, the hatzis were looked in to the boy, laid out to know in zohar who in the cable. What to note, if it's a zohar, so the shifa is tomei, only 7 days, 2 months later. If it's a Nekevish, it's Tommy 14 days. I mean, even though it's a Metzik, a Jewish gangster still, with his Shvaches, he was Machmir, they said, oh, everybody's Neg in those days, 2 minutes an hour. Even a Metzik. Or bought Maiser Efrei Chachomim, the question is, this Kayan, who peeked into the bear, he put his head across over the bear, so he's ma'ahil over the mess. So the king was tamei. And they said he's toheh. Because in these pits and the field, there are weasels and other animals that eat a nephil. So although there's a possibility it was a nephil, she dropped a nephil there, possibility the nephil was there when the king peeked in, but they said most likely the chulda ate it up or dragged it away. So it wasn't there when the Kayan stuck his head over the bear. So the Kayan was tired. But oh, here, the Vava, he feel it says she dropped the Nephil into the bear. So there certainly was a mess. The Nephil, a mess in the bear. Only the Sophic grows. The Sophic, if the Chulva dragged it away into its holes, Sophic low grow. And he shot at that time. Maybe it was still there. And because his Sophic made him with the Vava, they said that the Kayan is tired. So you see a Sophic amazing me devadai, and we are semich on that to be metaya the Kayan entirely. Say that. Enter the Gemara. Lo tema, don't say she killed Nephil, but she threw a Nephil into the bear. No, if she had thrown a Nephil into the bear, it would be a vadai. And we wouldn't rely on the Sophic of the Chulde to be amazing me devadai. That means she squatted over the birth. She delivered whatever birth she had delivered. She was, gave birth there to something. But we don't know what she gave birth to. It could be she gave birth to nothing at all. Maybe it was just a mess. That means M-E-S-S, a mess. It didn't have any kind of, didn't have a blood. No blood there at all. So therefore, it's a possibility. There was no tomb at all. That is something with something. How can you learn that pshat? That he says the whole later, it says he wanted to learn himself in the kevuhu, Connie. So it seems there was certainly a blood. Only question was, what's the gender of the blood? And for the Gemara, here's what you have to say. Leida im ruach epila, it was only wind that she delivered. Im nevel epila, or was it nevel? In Timsa, if you want to say nevel epila, it means, man, maybe it was a nevel. Leida, he wanted to learn himself in the kevuhu. So therefore, we don't know for sure that she delivered any vlad there at all. And they came, wanted to know, was there a vlad? And if there was a vlad, what was the gender of the vlad? So there was a suffix, and something amazing, maybe there's something, say that. Three boys, same if you wish, you can say another time. Even if you'll say there was a vade on Nephil there. Hosom vade a vade who? The chule that we say, drag the Nephil, is a vade. Why is that a vade? Why in our Mishnah we call it a suffix? And in Sufik makes it a vade. The suffix that the holder maybe ate it up. It's a suffix, maybe it didn't eat it up. And there you say it's a vade, in the case of the Nephil. There it's a vade. Keep in the holder balder, this mitzvah. Since in the boya, in the pit, in the place where they have holder balder, they have holes that they dig into the pit. Vadai, they certainly dragged it away by Hui Shaita. At that time they dragged it. However, Nehi, the Shiyur Mishaya, let it be that they leave over. I mean, they don't eat right away. This you can't rely, they ate it right away. And therefore by Chometz, even though the Chulde came in with the Chometz, and we as well to say, it dragged it away, but it dragged away someplace in your house. Or someplace in your yard where the chulda hides out. So therefore, the fact that the chulda dragged it away, that won't help you from Dika's chametz. You have to make sure the chulda ate it up. That's a suffix. There, we say, all we need is that the chulda dragged it away. Not necessarily ate it up. If the chulda dragged it out of the barrel into a side hole, then the barrel is no longer a oil ames. Again. Ba'ushaite. Again. Go back again. Hosom vadai vadiu. Why is it a vadai? Kiven the chulda balvus mesuyan shom vadai grua beishaita. They certainly dragged it away from the bear into one of the side holes from the bear. So therefore the bear is no longer an oil ames. Now he let it be the shiur mishaya that it leaves over not to eat right away. You can't rely that it eats it right away. That's a suffix. But migel vias vadai grua beishaita. But they certainly dragged it away at that time. Now the Mishnah Achrin in parentheses, although we don't need it, we'll say it anyhow because it helps out. Nehida vade ochlum le'amin. We don't say vade ochlum, but vade grohu le'chorayamin. But we surely say it dragged into his hole. Now, in the case of the balvelis, it helps to say if it dragged it away to its hole in the side of the bear, but it's not in the bear anymore. So the cane stuck its head over the bear. It wasn't mile over the mess. So therefore, it's vade that the chulda drags it away. But not vada, the chulda ate it up. So in the case of chometz, even if the chulda dragged away someplace in this hole, someplace in the house where it has a hole, or in your yard, that won't help you. If it didn't vada eat it up, so you still need vikas chometz to look for it. So therefore, there is a sofek, and then sofek mesim with that vada. If you see a chulda bringing your chometz in your shoes, and then the chulda disappeared, you have to look for that chometz. Because the sofek of the chometz was eaten up or not. The chulda certainly drags it away someplace. Where does it drag it? Someplace in your house or in your yard. You have to look for it. Over there, all we care is that the chulda should drag it out of the bayah. That's enough that the cane should be toya. It's not necessary that the chulda should eat it up. Say that.